exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. It is such a pleasure to have here at the KUAC Alaska Live Studios, Ladysmith Black Mambazo. I bet you're probably all warmed up and ready to sing a song for us. Yes. Oh, yes. Take it away.
Ukuthathi zinsizwa nezintombi nezingane zethu kunye nobabamkhulu makuwo lo mhlaba kawunoni madoda. Ukuthathi zinsizwa nezintombi nezingane zethu kunye nobabamkhulu makuwo lo mhlaba. Hetila setumbu, gugula letuneni, moya sula, hinda uga ike kaya le esulini. Hetila setumbu, gugula letuneni, moya sula, hinda uga ike kaya le esulini.
Uwewa giti, se hawele, uwewa giti.
Wow, we are being treated to quite the Alaska Live today. Ladysmith Black Mambazo here, and you guys are on the Herring Auditorium stage tonight at 7:30, and I have on a good report that there are still some tickets available for that. So if you like what you heard just now out there in Radio Land, fairbanksconcert.org is the way to find out about getting a ticket for tonight's 7:30 show. Albert.
Yes.
Oh, if you'll step up to the mic. I don't know if we've got it quite adjusted for your height, but it'd be great to have you. Oh, yeah. You have some good bandmates here with you. You know, it is a dream come true for Alaska Live, me as the host, to have you here. I know that dreams are what Ladysmith Black Mambazo was made of, right? There's dreams in your roots.
Thank you for having us here. Yes, the dream is Joseph Tshabalala, when he started the group in 1960, so he wanted to teach them something different. But he couldn't until he was helped by the dream that came to me in 1964. So when he was asleep, so he dreamt of these people singing for him until they appear. But the story that he told us, he said, they were singing in a language that he couldn't make it out. But he got all the harmonies and the melodies and the way of singing when they appeared to him. So they showed him how to put the dancing with the singing just to help the rhythm, as we have no instrument. So we have to have a rhythm and a beat in ourselves.
It is a full sound of rhythm and harmonies and just incredible, absolutely incredible. And the fact that this is what dreams are made of, it really is the is what happened with Ladysmith Black Mambazo. And that was back in the 60s, is that correct?
Yes, this was back in the 60s, because he started in 1960. I first saw him with his group in 1960. It was Christmas time.
This is Joseph
Tshabalala. This is Joseph I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, in our country, during Christmas, so people, they go together and entertain one another. So you come with whatever that you got. You just give your best. In fact, you are just enjoying yourself.
In America, we go caroling. So, you know, we bring songs to people's porches.
Wonderful. Yes, that's good. I've never had, Christmas in America. I wish someday. I'll stay here for Christmas. I don't know if I would enjoy it, because at home at Christmas is sunshine, so we go to the beach. But here, I think they have something that they can enjoy.
You know, it's 4 days after our longest night. Christmas comes on usually, so we're getting longer days by Christmas. So that's a blessing by then.
Yes.
And you, Ladysmith Black Mambazo, it's not your first time in Alaska, but maybe some of the members, this is their first time in Alaska. It's a little cold here. A little colder than South Africa, possibly?
It's very cold, way cold, way cold. This is something that we used to see on television, just to see it in life. So it's amazing. We had our phones and then taking pictures, sending them home and telling them, can you see this? I said, when they responded, is this real? Is it? Yes. I think the most of us, we have been here. Yeah. I think this is our second time, but I think the young man here, I think it might be his first time.
Yeah, welcome to Fairbanks and welcome to Alaska.
And the other young man behind me here. So it's their first time. I hope they are amazed as we are. Yeah, but it's still amazing. It's beautiful.
Some very good chance of aurora tonight. So I hope that the skies are clear for you, because the northern lights could be shining for Ladysmith Black Mambazo tonight.
Wow, I wish I could see that.
The forecast is good for that. So way to bring that our way.
That's wonderful.
Well, thank you for that. So the group star Ladysmith Black Mambazo started in the 60s, and it was a game changer when I found Paul Simon's Graceland. I didn't know there was music like that out in the world, because kind of pre-internet, you know? And so we weren't such a global society then yet. So explain how the founding member, Joseph, and Paul Simon got together.
You know, we were around Johannesburg that time, because the group, it was already famous in South Africa.
Yeah.
We had 25 albums. All of them, they got a gold disc, which they were selling very well. Yeah. But during that time, so Joseph, he called his home, and then his wife told him that there's somebody who's in Johannesburg wants to meet him. So he went there. When he came back, and then we asked him, did you see the guy? What does he want? And then Joseph said, I saw him, and then he said he wants to do something. And then I believe when I look at him, and then I know that he's a music person. So after that, a few weeks, and then we received the package from the post office. There was a cassette and then the note, just a small letter, said, "Joseph, don't change this because I took it from one of your recordings." And then so he was singing just by himself, Paul Simon playing a piano, "Homeless, Moonlight Sleeping in a Midnight Lake."
Said, "Homeless.
You can explain the song." So it was, how can I put it? It was very exciting for the group. And then, but also we were concerned that because Paul Simon sings a different music than our music, because his song, and then that time I think he was with Art Garfunkel. So they were singing the song, A Bridge Over Troubled Waters. Mm. So we said, he sings a different music. How is he going to sing with us? But when we listened to him, when he was singing there, so we said, okay, this is going to work. So we rehearsed the song, and then after that we were called to go to England. When we went there, so we met him as a group for the first time in the studio. We got behind the microphones, tried to sing the song. The song didn't work right on the first day.
It
was a kind of disappointment
then,
for the group, because Ladysmith Black Mambazo, we used to record a 12 song a day.
No.
So, and then so, but
you
were
quite
said,
used
okay.
to going over the same song over and over, or maybe just the chorus. Or, yeah.
Yeah, I think that one is because we the style of singing. So it was a different people. So, but the following day, the song worked so well. And then after that, the rest is history, because here we are now. It's because of that song was made that day.
Yes.
In 1986.
It was pre all this collaboration and globalism, really, because like I said, in the late 80s and early 90s, I did not know that there was music like that out there. And I could not stop listening to that album, Graceland. I just could not stop. And who knew that back then you would be here in Alaska and on Alaska Live? Wow. I definitely didn't, but I am so thankful that the present has brought us here. And
thanks
that you
for
have come
invite.
Here.
Thanks for having us here. We are very pleased, and then we're very happy.
On that note, let's hear another song from Ladysmith Black Mambazo, if you're ready.
Okay.
We have Ladysmith Black Mambazo here on KUAC's Alaska Live.
Yeah,
That is the sound of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, and we have a studio audience here that are applauding wildly for it, because there was some choreography going on with that song too. Albert, can you tell the story of that song? I can tell it was joyful. It seemed as though there was a story behind it. You were going places. It was a journey.
Yes, it's a very joy song. It's a song that it tells the story of a success. When you are dedicating yourself to something good, and then so you know that you are free now, so you can go anywhere and achieve whatever that you want to achieve.
That, yeah. Hear, hear. You were able to see apartheid through a dark time in South Africa and then see Nelson Mandela get out of prison after years and become president. Did you sing that song at his inauguration? It seems very appropriate if it had already been written.
You know, I think we are a generation that we are blessed, and we are so fortunate that as a person from South Africa, I have seen those two different times. And then it was like a dream that we were able to see Mandela in our lifetime. Yeah. So when he was released, and then I remember that I was in somewhere in New York, and then we saw him on television. So I was with Joseph, and then so we cried just to see him. But amazingly, when we go back home, so we got a phone call that the people are organizing a birthday party for him. So he requested that Ladysmith Black Mambazo should be there.
Oh.
I said, wow, he knows about Ladies Red
Blue. He knows about us.
It was amazing. And when we got there, so as usual, so they call us on stage. We go to the stage, we sing. Sing the first song, the second song, and the third song. Saw somebody approaching, and then saw people, they were running all over the place. And then this guy, he came, and then he climbed the stage on our left-hand side, and then he joined us singing.
Oh.
Wow, I said, nah, yeah, this is him. Oh, my God. And then when we finished the song, so he shook hands with us, and then after that, he stood in front of us, and then he said, keep up the good job, guys. Your music has been inspiration for me. And give me hope while I was still in jail. South Africa, it will be free. So we were so amazed. And then he said, from now on, wherever I go, I want you to, you know, to come with me. Oh. I said, wow, it's amazing. So when he went to Oslo, Norway, to receive his Nobel Peace Prize, he said, I want to be there. And then he also requested two songs. Hmm. Said, I need these songs to be sung there. And then so when we look at the song, there is a song that Joseph wrote when people they were fighting in South Africa. It's called Ngeke Bayiqede. So it's a song that it's encouraging and inviting those people who were fighting to come together and solve their problems in peace. And then another song is a song about peace. It's a prayer song. King of Kings, we kneel before thee, we ask for peace. So we had to combine these two songs and then try to put them in 4 minutes performance.
Your medley.
So we did that. So when we went there, well, first of all, we were told that they don't allow the loudspeakers there. So they just need little speakers, and then there's no big sound system. We said, okay.
You've got big voices. Yeah, you could do it.
So, and then when we got there, so we performed those two songs. Mandela stood up by himself. When finished, he raised his fist. He said, Black Mambazo and Black Power. He sat down. So from there, I remember when he was inaugurated, so we're sitting behind him. He said, before I saw him as a president of South Africa, one needs me, Black Mambazo, to sing for me. You know, when I think about that day, it was amazing. We had to wake up at 2 in the morning just to be there by 6. The procedure going there, it was amazing. But we were so excited. And then when we got there, we said, wow, we are really here. I remember Joseph was joking, said, somebody, if they could wake up from the grave, they said, who are these people here? Because that place, we were not allowed to be there. So it was a history making. And then
That was when Nelson Mandela got the Nobel Peace Prize.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What a day that must have been for you. And, you know, you had been already touring worldwide then, but that was special. That was special to travel.
That was more than special. Oh. It's something that stands out all the time when I think about it, because it was, first of all, when we were there, we said these two leaders from South Africa, Mr. de Klerk and Mandela, so they are here to receive this Nobel Peace. It means our country will be a peaceful country. Because the fighting was so tense at home that time. We didn't know that what is going to happen after the freedom. Because the most African countries, they used to break in fight. But we say, because these two leaders, they say they are receiving peace, our country will be a peaceful.
I am so glad.
Definitely it happened. And then our country was so much peaceful, and then so no fighting.
I feel like that message, you bring that message everywhere you go of peace and harmony. And look, it can be done, you know, in South Africa and all over the world could use, you know, your
Absolutely.
Message. And
yes.
joy, peace, and harmony. And when I hear the music of Ladysmith Black Mambazo, I feel it right in my heart and in my soul. And it's so good to have you here in Fairbanks. And, you know, you have some choreography that goes on, but it is the sound of your voices that just is the most joyful to me. Yeah, it's amazing.
Thank you. It will be more dancing tonight. This one is just an appetizer.
Right. Oh, definitely.
The main course, it's coming.
And I have from a good source that the box office opens at 6:30 at Herring, and, you know, don't procrastinate anymore tonight. It would be great to see you on that stage. And there's still some tickets, so the box office will be open at 6:30 for your 7:30 show tonight. You mentioned that song, King of Kings. And when I hear your music, I grew up in the Mennonite church, and one of my favorite parts of services was the 4- and 5-part harmonies of hymns. And even though we are from far-flung places from each other, different worlds, I hear so many things that are similar in the hymns I grew up with and songs like King of Kings and a lot of the songs you sing.
You know, Joseph used to say the music is coming from the blood, from soul to soul. That means because we are one, we are created by God. We are all brothers and sisters. So I think that's why, because even myself sometimes, I listen to different kind of music. So there is a music that it touches me deeply. This is a wonderful music.
It is.
I'm so relating to it. Yeah. Yes.
Like we said a little bit ago, you bring peace and joy everywhere you go. And you may win a Grammy for bringing that peace and joy. Again, I know that this will not be your first Grammy if you win, but you've been nominated for 2 Grammys this time around. One for the revisited of the Shaka Zulu.
Yes, yeah, revisited, yeah. So we're celebrating 30 years of that album.
Yeah. And the other one is for hopefully you win Children's Album of the Year for your children's album.
So exciting. Yeah, the children's album.
We're rooting for you.
Wow. Thank you very much. Yes. Yeah, I was so looking forward to it.
Because
that.
Maybe some of the adults that are on that committee grew up on Sesame Street. And they, you know, remember seeing you on Sesame Street. Because, I mean, I grew up on Sesame Street, and definitely that was one of those things where they brought the world to PBS, and we've got a lot of KUAC kids out there that are like, I have heard this music before, and maybe from The Lion King too, but Sesame Street, definitely.
Yes.
Did you come to America to be on Sesame Street, or did they go and film somewhere? How was that?
We came to America. We were on tour. We were around, and then we went to the studio in New York, and then so we did it there.
Did you meet Big Bird?
Yes. Yeah. When these two young guys, three of them, one, two, three, Joseph's sons, when they first came to America, we were doing the Big Birds. Yeah. I remember it was so hot.
Oh, it was hot.
Oh, it was so hot. It was July. I remember the second time when we come for the tour, some of the guys, the one, the Sbongseni, he came wearing his shorts because he thought it was still hot as it was. And then, so when he got there, he said, why is this cold?
So New York was not quite as hot as it was in Johannesburg and such.
I think it's different because maybe Johannesburg, even when it's hot, it's got this breeze.
Uh-huh, yeah, and it's drier.
New York, when it's hot, it's very stuffy.
Well, just think how Big Bird felt having the suit of fur and feathers.
My goodness. I felt sorry for that guy. I felt so sorry for him. Yeah, it was so. We were boiling with our light shirt. So for him just to be in that feathers, oh, my God.
The feathers.
Wow, poor guy.
But with no breeze to blow through the feathers. Ooh.
But anyway, we had a good time there.
Oh.
We had a wonderful time.
Do you think you'll be doing Sesame Street again someday?
If the opportunity present itself, so we'll go there. Absolutely, we'll grab that with two hands.
Well, I hope that you win two Grammys, actually. But
thank you.
That children's album of the year, I hope that that is yours this year. Well,
yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you very
you
much
bet.
For that.
Well, speaking of warm, it is getting warm under the lights here, huh?
Yeah, it's getting very warm.
Nice and warm.
We brought the sunshine with us, so yeah. That's why you feel that, yeah.
Well, we'd love to hear one more song from Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Good.
Great.
Mawende we baba
silale mawende
we baba
silale mawende
we baba
silale mawende
we
baba
silale
mawende
we
baba
silale mawende
we
baba
silale
mawende
we
baba
silale
mawende
we
baba
silale homeless, homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lane. And we are homeless, we are homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lane. And we are homeless, we are homeless, moonlight sleeping on a midnight lane. Homeless,
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 moonlight sleeping on a midnight.
Kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam.
Angulela makaza,
kiziyo
yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo yam.
Sumandla angulela,
kiziyo
yam,
kiziyo
yam,
kiziyo yam,
kiziyo
tululu,
tululu,
tululu.
Strong wind,
strong,
strong wind,
destroy our hopes. Many dead tonight it could be.
Strong wind,
strong,
strong wind,
strong wind. Many dead tonight it could be.
And we are
homeless,
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 boom, boom.
Moonlight sleeping.
We are homeless,
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 we are homeless,
moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake. We homeless, we moonlight sleeping on a midnight lake.
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody sing, somebody sing,
hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing, somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody sing,
he told my love, he told my love, his uncle, my love, he told my love. He told Tango, yes, I am a party, and
we are our Kalamato,
yes, I am a party,
and we are our Kalamato,
yes, I am a party, and
we are somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry,
why, why?
Somebody sing. Somebody sing.
Hello, hello, hello.
Somebody sing. Somebody cry,
why, why?
Kulumani.
Kuluman. Kulumani says,
singen zinjan.
Baya chabulaba sitanda. Woo.
Ladysmith Black Mambazo, that was so wonderful. And Homeless, that was a Paul Simon, Ladysmith collaboration.
Yes, this is a song that we used to say this is a song that opened up the big way for Ladysmith Pepper Mbazo.
Yeah. In the late 80s.
Yes, yeah. Mm. And then the concept of the song, it came in the right time because if you are talking about being homeless, so in South Africa at that time, people, they were fighting, burning some other people's house, some people, they were sleeping in the mountains. So when the idea came, we say this is a song that it has to be sung and then bring people together. Yeah. And then, in fact, it had a big impact in South Africa. Everybody, when they listened to it, they said, no, we shouldn't, kill one another. Let's get together and be one peaceful nation.
You know, as far-flung places as Fairbanks, Alaska, we even have a homeless population also. And so, the message of peace and
love and harmony, yes.
Harmony and, and to give a hand to a brother and a sister.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. This is a radio broadcast, and here on KUAC's Alaska Live, a radio broadcast in the 70s, Radio Zulu, that was a breakout moment for you.
Yeah, that's where we...
Radio is powerful.
Yes, very powerful, very powerful. But a funny story that I could tell you about our first recording when we went there. So we had a myth that they said, in the radio, so they take people's voice. So when we went there, we thought they're going to take our voices, and then after that, we'll have no voice.
Oh!
So when we got there,
that's
remember
some big technology.
They put a microphone in front of us, and then they said, "Okay, just stand in front of that, and then sing, and then." That's going to take your voice.
No.
I said, no. I remember we were all going backward all the time.
I don't want my voice taken.
I don't want my voice taken. But it was so funny. And then so that was the breakthrough of Ladysmith Pepper Mbazo in South Africa. So because Joseph singing, it wasn't known at that time. It was something that it was just for him. I remember when we went to a concert, because this kind of music, it's based on competitions. So when you are singing in the competition, so we sing the other songs.
Yes.
Joseph's songs, we never sang them there. Oh. Until when after it was heard on the radio, we started to sing them, and then we started to win all the competitions.
I heard
until
they kicked
we
you out of the competitions because you were winning
did.
Too much.
Yeah, they did. They did kick us out, so we were very disappointed. Said, now what are we going to sing for? But the promoter said, no, people want to hear you. Come and entertain people, and then so they do the competition after.
So
I remember
they let
the
you
other
sing,
groups.
But they didn't let you compete.
Yeah. The other group, they say, because they were not there when we were chased out, they said, no, we can compete with them. And then so we agreed that in that place. When we compete and we sing, so we won again. They said, let them go.
Was that in the 70s and the 80s, or is that earlier then?
Yeah, it was in 1974.
Okay, so yeah. 74 was when you got kicked out of the competition.
74, 75.
Ceremonial only.
Yes,
now.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, you were good very early on, it sounds like. But I bet some groups did want to compete against you just in case they were better, because then they could say, we won. Ladysmith Black Mbazo came in second place. That never happened, though, huh?
Yeah, so that happened. And then some other group, when they started to adapt the Joseph way of singing, so they said, now, no, we can compete with them. But it didn't work because the radio station also set up the competition that we were have to sing and then put all the Isicathamiya groups, and then we won that competition. And after that, they put everybody in South Africa. So Ladysmith Pepper Mbazo won all that. We have those statues at home, which is called the Amagagu Omculo, the best singers.
The best singers of South Africa. So, unbelievable. You know, there's a reason why you have won a bunch of Grammys and been nominated for a bunch more and might win one or two this year, too. There's a reason.
Thank you.
And yes. It's so nice to have you back up here in Fairbanks. And we want you to save your voices for the stage tonight. And unless you want to sing a chorus of something. But no. It was really wonderful to have you here. Albert, you're so well-spoken for the group, too. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us here. We say siyabonga. Thank you.
And, yeah. Thanks so much to our studio audience here at the Alaska Live Archive Studios and to Fairbanks Concert Association, Rhonda Gilbertson, for getting the group scheduled and here for the show, Alaska Live TV production, camera crew Mac Landry and Heather Hintzman, sound check with Phil Glova and Robin back in the FM studios. And thanks to you for listening to KUAC's Alaska Live. I'm Lori Neufeld. Exclusive support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a generous grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, celebrating 60 years of strengthening community through support of the arts.